Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
If you're looking for a new series to watch, movie to go to, or podcast to listen to, Spin's Katie Gallagher is with us in studio to tell us about everything we don't want to miss this week. How's things, Katie?
I'm good, are you?
Not too bad at all. This is your movie recommendation.
He hits jewels, cash, and high-value items. He knows exactly what to transport and when. There's no DNA. He's in and out in seconds.
Your guy's untraceable.
I need that. I came here to make you a business proposition. Worked at the same company for 11 years. You're a VP when you should be a partner. Those high-value items your company insures, I make them disappear.
Start by handing me your phone.
So you're a thief.
Whatever this is, I'm already into it.
Yeah.
It's right up my street.
I haven't even told you who's in it yet. That's the voice of Chris Hemsworth, who is this master jewel thief. So it's Crime 101. It's on Prime. And I think it came out this summer, maybe earlier this summer, and I just kind of missed it. And then it came up in the most liked on my Prime. I was like, how did I miss this? I literally just looked at the list. Chris Hemsworth, Halle Berry, Mark Ruffalo, Barry Keoghan.
Right.
Great cast. I don't know how these things are kind of slipping, but summer's just been getting away.
There's not much stuff released all the time.
I know, it's hard to keep up. That's why you're here. This is why I'm here. I'm going
to
do God's work here and watch everything first. So this follows a master jewel thief played by Chris Hemsworth, whose meticulous robberies kind of He doesn't want to hurt anybody, but he has a way of just a system of getting in and getting out. So basically what he does is he robs people on the 101 freeway. So that's why it's Crime 101 in LA. And he just gets in, literally follows where they're going to be when they're making the drops, gets in, gets out, really doesn't want to be hurting anyone. So you kind of have this thing where you're rooting for him to know when you're watching it. You're like, oh, he doesn't even mean bad, you know? And then he is being trailed though by Mark Ruffalo. He's playing a detective. Nobody else wants to know about this, but he has this theory that there's this lone wolf that's working on the 101 freeway. Nobody else wants to know about it in the police precinct because they kind of only want crimes they can solve or that make sense. And then Halle Berry, she plays almost like an insurance broker for the really rich, and she's always trying to get them to insure their valuables, and it ends up that they just all end up kind of crossing paths in ways they didn't even mean to, and how fate kind of brings them all together. And they're on this big heist, and they're all trying to nearly catch each other out, but they end up kind of just crossing paths in ways that, again, as I say, makes you want to root for Chris, the good looking master jewel thief.
And oh, I'm all into this.
All into it.
So it's on Prime.
Prime. Now, what I will say is it's 2 hours, 20 minutes. That's probably what I had to commit to the cause.
So.
I know, I had to commit to the cause because I was kind of getting, I know, and this is me saying last week, The Odyssey, can't wait to watch again, 3 hours. But it is brilliant, and it is one of those kind of, if you're into the kind of thriller action.
Oh yeah, love this.
Love this.
It's so Crime 101.
Crime 101
on Prime. Right.
Yep.
If you're not looking for a movie and you want something to occupy your evenings, this is Katie's series recommendation.
I taught you how to survive in the life that you were born into.
I know, Dad. Just thinking I'd like to get out of here alive. My husband was gone when I woke up this morning.
Hello, dear. It's been a while.
So that's Lucky. It's a new series on Apple TV.
Right. I haven't heard anything about this.
Yeah, it's new now. It only dropped probably 2 weeks ago and they're doing an episode a week. So there's only two episodes out, maybe three now as of this week. I just haven't caught up on this week's one, out gallivanting. But it's out every week for 7 episodes until August. So you've plenty of time to catch up.
Yeah.
It is one of those that you have to wait every week to get the next drop. This is basically about, so Lucky, and it's about this girl who's born into kind of crime family. Her dad's, you know, he's a bit of a Del boy. He's in prison. She, as you heard there, is working with her husband. They do this big heist kind of thing as well. Goes wrong, wakes up, he's gone. She's been trying to get out of this crime world her whole life. Thought she was out of it. Suddenly she's plunged back in. She's on the run. Lucky is her kind of nickname they've given her because she's been Lucky kind of all her life growing up and having to kind of get through all these pursuits. She's been hunted by the FBI and there, as you heard, the crime boss, who is actually the mother of her husband, who is also a big crime boss. And it's basically just following her on her kind of trying to get away from the FBI, trying to get away from the head honcho.
Sounds a bit like Kin, RTE's Kin.
Kind of like Kin, yeah, but I suppose the American version.
Yeah.
Fair, and I, you know, there's the big explosive scenes. Now, I am hooked in it, I will say. It took me a minute to kind of get into what's going on, but then it's one of those, like, Apple do very well.
Yeah.
Leaves you hanging in the last second, and then you have to wait the week.
So just two of the episodes out so far.
I think the third one actually maybe came out yesterday, so right. There should be three now if you want to catch up. But there's seven, so there's still four more weeks to go.
Yeah.
So it'll be out. I think it's every Wednesday they come out. Sorry. So yeah. So you'll have
easy watching by the sounds
easy
of this.
Easy watching. They're about 40, 50 minutes.
Oh, lovely.
There's a bit more into them. You know, they're not kind of the half hour, but there is. But it's the high stakes kind of suspense. Will she get away? Won't she? You know, there's four more episodes to come. So I'm kind of like, she's probably going to get through this one.
Oh, I'll watch this.
But it's good. It's good cliffhanger. It's good just kind of. And it's Anya Taylor-Joy that's in it. Do you know she was in The Queen's Gambit?
Yes.
The chess movie. So it's her. She's leading it. She's lucky. So yeah, brilliant. I actually think worth the watch. And especially when it's kind of early in the season, you can get on top of it.
Mini series on Apple TV. That's lucky. Tell us about Holly Willoughby's new comeback.
Okay, let's do it.
I've never seen one that looks like this.
That's not what I've heard.
You're an actor. Act happy.
One sip of wine. All of
I'm never making you anything like that again.
I just don't have a sweet tooth.
Steak and kidney pie?
Did you go back in time to get that?
Well, do we need to cook pasta?
Yeah.
That is Holly Willoughby's new venture. So she's doing this show on YouTube together. So one thing about me is I love YouTube and I love particularly watching people eat on YouTube. And she's or cook on YouTube.
Right.
And also I've been a long time fan of Holly Willoughby. Okay. Make what you will of her. I grew up in like that's the dream job there, working in the mornings on TV. Holly, so this is her new kind of venture since this morning. We've obviously not really seen much of her. She did do that Bear Grylls kind of show, didn't take off that well.
Yeah.
This is her comeback on YouTube. Just launched there Friday. She's going to have new episodes out every Tuesday and Friday. They're about, again...
Sorry, is it a podcast?
It's a YouTube kind of... It's
video podcast.
Video. It's
right.
Almost like Dish. You know, she's sitting... and So Stanley Tucci, you just heard there, is her first guest. She's in... welcome into her kitchen. He's teaching her kind of how to cook his favorite meal. Again, it's my kind of thing. Like it's all my things merged into one. And also, you know, one of those things that she's got all the contacts. So I'm assuming she's going to have a good guest list.
This now would hang on the guest for me, to be honest with you.
It will hang on the guest. Absolutely. And I think it'll hang. Do you know what it's been kind of put up against is Meghan's. Do you remember she did that? But apparently.
As in Harry and Meghan?
Yeah.
Whole thing.
Apparently,
well, if that's the barometer for
going to, but this is it. Apparently, you know, going to be much better is what they're. What
Jesus,
the experts are kind of saying
wouldn't
that
this be hard.
Now I watched the first one. I know that's it. Wouldn't be hard. And if that's the kind of style that they're kind of making it, that it's going to be. Now I'd say a little bit more free flowing with her. Like she, you know, I don't know if it's going to be as rigid as Meghan's.
How many episodes so far?
There's only one.
Only the one.
Only the one. Yeah. But today's Tuesday, so there should be another one today. It's Tuesday and Friday.
What's it called?
It's called Together. Holly Willoughby Together.
Okay, and with whoever YouTube, it is, yeah, and it's on YouTube, video podcast.
So I get, So I guess it's one of those if you're into that, which I am. But yeah. I'll give her, you know, a few
time.
Episodes.
Too early to say just yet. We'll check back in on Holly Willoughby's new podcast YouTube venture. I'm sure in the coming weeks. I'm off to this weekend.
But she was a rare thing, fine as a bee's wing, so fine a breath of wind might blow her away. She was a lost child, she was running wild. She said, so long as there's no price on the veil stay.
Yeah, so All Together now is on this again. And
Christie
himself is going to be there. His first festival in 14 years. It's not often you'll see him at a festival. So this is big kind of news for him and All Together now in general. So it's this weekend. It's in Waterford, the lovely Kermore Estate.
It's a fabulous venue, actually.
I've actually not been to it or been to the venue, but would love to see. But from this Thursday to Monday, you know yourself, you're going down. About 35,000 expected.
Yeah, I'd say it's about half the crowd of evening.
Yeah. So Christy was kind of the big news when it came out. Then Disclosure's there.
Probably the one act I'm really looking forward to is Disclosure. I know a lot of people that are going are looking forward to this.
Out of the east there came a hard man. Oh ho ho, all the way to Britain. Ah ha, ah, ah, glory hallelujah. Cut the boy and the
the Mary
You'd
Whoppers.
Be front and centre now.
Oh,
with that,
you know,
you
yeah. know that's where I'd be caught in front of them. They were brilliant. Saw them at EP actually last year. Brilliant. They are there as well. So it is that kind of folky, I guess, kind of style.
It's all
again,
very cool.
I'd be very into that.
Which I'm not, but you know.
Well, I mean folky, not the cool. But you know, I spoke too soon for that. And Kneecap as well. Pulp, Underworld. That's the spec you're going to get. I'm jealous of everyone going, so yeah. enjoy.
Oh, I will, don't you worry. And well, I'm working wait. It all weekend. And I can't believe the part of your recommendation
Someone's
brought together
to
now wasn't about the Go Loud Lounge. Because we're
oh,
there.
My
well,
goodness.
I'm working Saturday. We're doing the Colchis versus the Dublin quiz,
can't
which I'm really looking forward to.
Up.
I know. And then, of course, Ask Me Anything with our own courts correspondent, Frank Graney, as well. Really looking forward to that. Just he's there to talk about, I mean, some of the most high profile cases that have come before the courts in the last 12 months. There's loads going on. The Strangers Quiz, Tom Dunn, Let Me Explain with Sean Defoe. All of the details are up in the News Talk app. You can, or the News Talk, I should say, social media accounts. You'll be able to get all of the info. But if you are going along to Altogether now, do pop along to the Go Loud Lounge. We'd love to see you. Yeah,
enjoy.
We'll see you next year, I'm sure.
Yeah, next time.
Katie Gallagher from Spin, thanks a million, Katie, for popping into us today with all of the things you don't want to miss this week.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.